So first of all, could you speak about last week's aggression? I believe a shop was attacked. Can you tell me what happened and what was the reason behind it?
Yeah, so last year in Sherbrooke, ethnic shop got attacked several times, actually, through a time span of 2 weeks. Their windows were broken, and the second time it was actually broken with bullets. After that we knew that it was with kind of a handmade weapon. They found on the place papers written on no to Islam or crosses, like Christian crosses.
Is this an isolated attack? I mean, could you elaborate a bit on past attacks who might be in relation with this?
But the question is, after how many isolated attacks we decide to say that it's not isolated? Obviously, all this, Islamophobic acts always, you know, happen in the history almost everywhere. What's new is that it really happens every week now since the debate on the charter started. The debate started 6 months ago. The first important Islamophobic act was in Saguenay, where pork blood was actually thrown on a mosque on Saguenay. After that, we saw all kinds of things, including extreme hate speech on the social media, including a woman that actually wearing the veil that got harassed in the public transports, including even in conventional media, including some racist speech against Muslim by known people that are actually agreeing with the charter, obviously.
Can you explain a bit more about how you put these attacks in relation with the current debate about Bill 60?
So obviously there is two things. The first thing is that when we talk a lot about the right of a woman wearing a veil to work or not, people start asking themselves questions. So even people that never had any idea about Muslim communities in Quebec start having an idea about it. So some of them actually don't mind the right of these people to work, but others that weren't Islamophobic before became Islamophobic because of the debate. The second thing, which is maybe the most important, is the legitimacy that racist speech or Islamophobic speech got from the government. When we know that Madame Filiantro or Madame Jeannette, that are very known figures, Quebecois figures, said, one of them said that she's scared of being healed by a Muslim woman, so a Muslim doctor, because maybe her religion would actually ask her to basically kill her, so to send her to faster than a man. And the other one said that every woman wearing a veil was actually totally insane, and that her husband actually hit her so that she puts a veil, etc. These speeches are totally unacceptable. They are Islamophobic in the sick side of what is a phobia, so a totally insane scareness of something in the society that doesn't have any logical grounds. And the government, the same day these sentences has been said by these people, Mr. Dranville, so the minister, went out and said how happy he was because of these people backing the charter. He never said that what has been said by this specifically these two people was wrong. So the message to the Quebecois can be seen as it's okay to be Islamophobic on this debate, and you can even have an implicit backup from the government when you actually say these things, as long as you're agreeing with the charter.
Has Islamophobia always been present like this in Quebec?
So we've seen an extreme increase, obviously, and Muslims are also, you know, it's really a question of perception. So from one side, yes, we've seen an increase of all these acts. In the other side, we understand that also all these acts has been more and more reported, and the perception of the Quebecois from a Muslim faith is that they're not welcome anymore. And they can even see the, you know, the looks in the subway or the metro. They can interpret these looks as some hatred, which sometimes is not true. So it's really this peaceful way of seeing the relationship between Quebecois, not based on faith, is actually lost by both sides.
What do you think the government is doing or not doing at the moment about this?
So the government so far never used the word Islamophobia, which it's pretty sad, because if you cannot name a problem, you won't be able to fix it. He has been saying that they're against any kind of violence. We expect that when there is violence against homosexual, we say clearly that we're against homophobia, or against Jews, that it's again, we say clearly that we're against anti-Semitism. So we don't see why the government is so shy of using that specific word. Now we really, it's time to actually continue the debate on secularism and laïcité, but at the same time understand the you know, the serious consequences of this debate, and start a big campaign against racism in general and against Islamophobia particularly.
There's been another way of targeting the Muslim community, and that's through social media on the internet. Could you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so there is two things. First thing is like totally accepted hate speech all the time in Facebook or comments in even conventional media. So as an example, when Naima, the lady that died in the metro a couple of weeks ago, died, we read some unbelievable things like, you know, one less Muslim, one less veil. You know, it was a problem because people would not take the stairs anymore. Things like that, that are totally in denial with the right of these people to be just a human beings, like they're not human beings anymore. In the other hand, we have another very organized. So the first one is not really organized. It's just, you know, normal people. But the organized one is like websites and Facebook pages that are organized to actually say very negative things about all Muslim leaders, so that you know, the people are scared to work with these people, to really so any specifically woman, any woman, Muslim woman, that actually takes you know, the mic to talk about her right to work, or her right, you know, to be a normal citizen. There is so many videos that are actually done with very untrue things that would link them to, you know, Saudi Arabia or Khomeini in Iran, or totally things that are totally insane. But, you know, this video has been seen by hundreds and hundreds. Actually, one of them I saw have been seen by 300,000 people. So out of the 300,000, how many will actually believe this totally insane things? And even if you don't believe it, there is always somehow a doubt in the mind of people that see these videos. And basically, it really destroys the life of the citizen that fight for their rights. Because next time they look for a job, you know, human resources will look on the internet. And so, you know, this is a very big problem, because more and more we will see that Muslims are not ready to actually fight for their rights, because they know there is consequences for their specific lives and their families.
Do you think there's a way to fight against these attacks or this targeting on the internet?
Yeah, so there is two things. So the unorganized part of it should be actually done by the government through, as we said, a campaign of against racism, and also by the police, because, you know, some of these things that have been said are totally illegal. You know, you cannot threat people or say like hatred speeches or things like that. In the other side, I think it's time to actually start some legal approaches so that we have the right to talk and to speak. So it's really, it's time to actually bring these things to the law, because, you know, it's illegal to defame people. As long as it's to, you know, to fight against bullying, we say that in English?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Of Muslim women specifically that fight for their rights.
Can you elaborate a bit on what you're asking from the government to act on these attacks?
So right now we ask just for two things. First thing is an observatory of Islamophobia in the social media and in the society in general, so that we have real numbers and we understand how big is the problem. And the second thing is really to start a big campaign on schools and on health networks to actually against racism and Islamophobia and against racism in general, because it's time that we all accept each other and we don't judge each other either in the religion or the color of the skin or the sexual orientation.
You're president, I believe, of the Association des Musulmans et des Arabes pour la laïcité au Québec.
Yes.
Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're an association. I'm actually a co-president. We're a feminist association. We have some Arabs that are not Muslims, so from a Christian or Jew background, and we have obviously Muslims that are not Arab in this association. We exist since, we're very active since June 2012. We existed a bit before, and obviously before this charter started. We have been working very hard against discrimination, against racism, for a real laïcité, so for a real secular state where it brings people together, where no one is actually, there is no preference for people by the state, based on their religion. So we have been extremely active for the past now almost 2 years. And we hope that with the very few resources we have, we hope that we'll make a difference in this society. I would say that we are going to enter an election right now, and that Quebec is in front of a historical moment. We have a government that is trying to be re-elected based on some ethnic way of seeing politics, and this is extremely dangerous for our future, and we have to show that it's not a winner way of doing politics, because if today it becomes winner to actually attack the rights of minorities, we will never get out of this. And we've seen in Europe that it's a real problem there, and we will have the problem for the next 50 years. So today it's not enough to vote in next election. Right now we have to actually go to whatever party we like, either Quebec Solidaire or Parti Libéral or CAQ or even PQ if you want. But we really have to be involved so that we're really represented by people that represent us, the people, and we have to be benevolent. We have to, you know, to be part of this and not cry after that on the fact that we really have anti-democratic policies that are coming to Quebec.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
For more information, you can visit amalquebec.org or go to the Canadian Muslim Forum, fmc-cmf.com. This is Emily Philipson for CKUT's News Collective.